Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Welcome to the Plex.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
Fair to middling. Trying to survive.
That's nice. That's nice. Coming up, we'll tell you what happened to 41 people who went a-swinging in New Orleans. But first, what about the most streamed musicians of the year, according to Spotify?
I don't like them.
I've never used that service in my life.
I don't like them, and I am not saying that because they didn't want to play ball with us on the new podcast, After Hours with the Rise Guys, which, by the way, do you realize that today's Wednesday, and episode 17 hits at 10:01 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it somehow got uploaded early. We'll check for that after Rise Guys headlines.
How dare they?
Yeah.
I'm interested to know, although I will tell you I probably have not heard of a lot of them.
Well, see, I've never used that streaming service. I have one that I do use, and the most popular music on that is always old music.
Yeah, Nine listens to Death Metalify. He's subscribing to. Is there a horror movie streaming service?
I have, Shudder. It's called Shudder, but AMC Plus is better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shudder's full.
Yeah.
Too many movies.
Yep. I mean, if I can find out what the top stuff is on the one that I use, I will... Yeah, I'll tell you, the top songs, rock and roll, on the rock genre, Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry, Oh Come All You Faithful by Nat King Cole,
gross.
Winter Wonderland by Darlene Love, Please Come Home for Christmas by The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
One word, The Eagles.
Then Believer by Imagine Dragons. So yeah, I get to see one actual rock song, Get Out of Here, Machine Gun Kelly, Miley Cyrus, The Eagles.
Oh, hate on MGK.
Disturbed
had a
cover
tough
song.
Life. Real tough life.
And the first like rock and rock song is like the 15th most popular, Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Yeah.
So, but
speaking
apparently
of that, the Holiday Meltdown.
Spotify has more younger folk on it, I guess. The most streamed artists globally were Bad Bunny, followed by Drake, followed by J Balvin, who I don't know who that is, but he had a McDonald's meal and he's really popular. Juice WRLD and The Weeknd.
Rest in peace.
Juice WRLD. Passed away.
There's no vowels in it, so I don't want to say it. WRLD.
Bad Bunny was on Dr. Phil, right? She's a rapper now?
It's a guy. And I know Bad Bunny only because he paid Ric Flair a lot of money to participate in a video or song. And then once that went well,
Flair?
I don't know if you're aware of this or not. He also spoke to a certain Steve Williams, known to you as Stone Cold Steve Austin. And for money, he also appeared in a Bad Bunny video.
What?
Well, I would. I'm just saying.
Probably a lot. I'd take a lot less than they did.
But I can't. If the music came on right now,
I have no idea.
Not know.
Is that Bad Bunny in the background?
Not some Imagine Dragons.
I thought so.
DeMond's.
Bad Buddy, I only know from the Corona commercial with Snoop Dogg. Only place I know him from. Never heard it once.
I really thought that was a girl from Dr. Phil. She's a
that's,
rapper.
That's Meet Me Outside, How About That?
She's bad something.
Bitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe this.
Boss Bitch.
Yeah.
Boss Bitch.
I did finally listen to a Megan Thee Stallion song a couple weeks ago, and it starts out with this Jamaican rapper saying, "Girl, you're blanky fire since birth," or something. Like, wait, you can't talk about the little. But no, inappropriate. What the blank's wrong with y'all?
They crucified Luke Skywalker, you know, not from the Star Wars movies, but down there in Broward County, because he was, you know, saying things. And here we are. This is what happens. People get held down, and then when finally they get a chance to speak, they just go nuts with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, guys been talking about this and doing this and popping that and backing this up. Not even asking them, hey, would you please back that thing up? No, back that thing up.
Oh, back it up, man.
Now. Get it up on me.
You didn't listen to Don't Stop? Got a stank-ass walk and a reckless-ass mouth?
Man, I like music.
That's You're hateful.
There's a genre that's gone completely down the blinker.
Screw McDonald's also. It's a developing story. Someone tweeted me something that I have to find out if it's true or not. If it is, I'm done again.
Okay.
I'll take another 5-year hiatus.
Let's go to New Orleans. This song's probably appropriate for this. 41 people went to a swingers party.
Yeah.
Playing this.
They had coronavirus protocols in place when a swingers event began this month in New Orleans. There were masks, people were social distancing, virus tests, and antibody tests. Still, at least 41 of the attendees have tested positive for the coronavirus. The organizer had this to say, quote, "If I could go back in time, I would not produce this event again. It weighs on me and it will continue to weigh on me until everyone is 100% better," end quote. Now, most of the patients were asymptomatic or they had very mild cases, according to him. It's an event called Naughty Nollins. It drew 2,000 people last year, Naughty Nollins. And this year, it fell to about 250 people. It took place.
Is this what happened to Freaknik?
It was probably what Plato's Retreat was.
Yeah.
Bike weeks.
They had a buffet there.
So, yeah, 41 out of 250 is a pretty big number, though.
Big time.
Big number there.
I mean, just 40 on one, I guess. It's pretty big.
Oh, that's not how it works, Fat Boy. You didn't go to a swingers party.
I didn't get invited to any gangbangs either.
They called. Well, apparently you did. I wasn't the only one who got invited to one of those.
He's not a...
You know what? Maybe Fat Boy went. I didn't go. Maybe Fat Boy went and told him he was me.
I wish I could have went. I didn't even know where it was. Why nobody invite me? I would go.
It's down towards Oconee. It was in Oconee County. I'll
You'd
say
have
that.
To...
I ain't too far away.
Participate, though.
I mean, I can run video.
Man.
I can film or something. You know, I can hold a foot.
Fat Boy just wants to watch.
Hold a leg. I'll hold it. You throw it.
He wants to watch.
Would you actually, you know, I know it's worn out, but would you actually say, hey, Fat Boy, come here and push me?
Yeah, I know you're tired. But
if he says, I'll do this, but if Fat Boy pushes me, I'll do it.
His thumb would slip.
I love our show.
Well, tell your friends and tell people to
All
work
right,
here.
That fine. Helps. I'll invite someone tomorrow.
If Elf is your favorite Christmas movie,
boo.
We're not going to watch movies together ever. But they got something for you in Rochester, Michigan. Yay, Rochester, Michigan. That's a place to go.
That's the place.
They have a Royal Park Hotel there. It has created a Buddy the Elf-themed hotel suite. It includes all the Christmas trimmings, plus a Buddy's Mailroom cocktail and a welcome amenity patterned after an Elf's four main food groups, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Sir,
$500 a night, only available through January 31st. Who the hell wants to go there and do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not enough people.
Well, it's, I don't know. I mean, if you wear like yellow leggings and a green coat, I'm going to think you're trying to be Elf. It's the same look with you. I mean, if Ugg starts making pointy boots... Come on.
You wear the yoga pants like the girls in the banner ads do where they get ripped open from the back? Are we still talking about the last story?
What banner ads?
Still are.
Oh. They used to roller skate to this song. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
That's what he's talking about.
Foster's Beer is doing something big.
Foster's is Australian for beer.
Ding, ding.
I knew that.
Marketed around the world as Australian for beer. Did you know there are only around 10 bars in the entire country of Australia that have Foster's on tap?
Really?
Yeah.
Other ones burned down?
Its parent company is going to try to bring Foster's back to its homeland and sell it all over Australia.
Who owns it? Aquafina?
Asahi?
Nora?
Asahi?
Yeah, you just
they're going to
summon the demon.
I just did a moonsault. They're going to ramp up production in Australia by 300% in the next few months and price it to compete with other cheap domestic beers. Now, Foster's originally did come from Australia. It was created by two Irish-American brothers in Melbourne in 1888.
Melbourne.
But by the 1970s, it became far more popular in places like the U.S., the U.K., and the rest of Europe and fell off the map in Australia. But in recent years, people in America have realized that we like beer that tastes good, so it's probably fallen off here, and they got to try to find somewhere to sell it.
It's such a weird thing how beer just, I don't know who it was years ago that said, you know what? There's more to this. Like in movies, they'd go to the bar and they'd say, "What do you have?" "I'll have a beer."
Yeah,
it's because they only sold one brand. That's it.
Yeah, I'll have a
you
beer.
You go to a bar, we got sarsaparilla and whiskey. That's it.
But they do it in movies in the 90s and now too. You go in, you order a beer. I mean, you make a movie right now where you go film it at Yard House with 200 taps or whatever. You can go in there. Yeah, I'll get a beer. Which one? We have 200.
A cold one.
A cold one, yes.
Cold beer.
What's your favorite kind of beer? Cold beer?
Yeah. I want a craft beer. Okay, here. Here's a popsicle stick. Enjoy it.
You need some construction paper? What's wrong, Fat Bear?
Somebody real excited about texting me sites you could go to find threesomes and pickings.
Oh, yeah, man. Wow, that's a bunch of texts about that.
Like to go watch them?
I guess. I don't know. Looper lives in Pickens. That'd be cool.
You know, he's had too many mentions already.
God,
people literally were texting in 15 minutes ago asking if we were doing a 30-minute commercial for Wendy's.
It sounded like it, right?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
Pay me a Frosty, though.
They got another drunk guy story I'm going to give you right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Guy called 911 to burp. He did it a bunch of times. He did it 24 times in 45 minutes. How much jail time you think he got?
45 minutes.
Now, this is a guy named Reese Pilot from Peterborough in the UK. And for whatever reason, he likes to call, well, not 911, 999. That's what they call over there. When he gets a dispatcher on the phone, he burps.
If you call that number here, you get a dead lawyer.
Well, he's been arrested and sent to jail for doing it in the past, but he just keeps doing it. So most recently, he called 24 times in 45 minutes back in October. He was arrested for causing a public nuisance, and he was just sentenced to 6 months in jail for burping on the phone.
I'll tell you this, too. Probably not what you're expecting me to retort with, but I never thought about it till just now that burp is a burp. Yeah, but what would be the scientific term for that?
Belch?
Belch?
Expulsion of gas?
See, I only hear belches when you're talking about them in sour form. Sour belches. I never hear about any sweet belches or anything. No. But my question is, with fart, we have poot, we have broke wind, we have expelled gas, we have all these different words. But with burp, internationally, I've never heard another, word for it. It's just kind of interesting. You know, even with sex, you have doing it, you have bopping, smashing, screwing.
Eructation is a belch, apparently.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, but burping is perfectly acceptable terminology. It isn't considered slang called burping.
Burp.
Yeah.
Burp.
Yeah. Burp. Kind of sounds like a burp, which is why poot's a good
burp.
Burp. Some of them kind of sound like poot.
Yeah, but sometimes mine sound like a...
Really?
Yeah. It sounds like a Ricola commercial at the beginning when I fart.
Yeah.
But hola.
Man, this is a new thing that happens in the world nowadays. The Voice has disqualified one of its contestants, some guy named Ryan Gallagher, for violating COVID protocols. And he was on Kelly Clarkson's team. I didn't know she was on the show. I didn't know Carson Daly. He's the host now. I had no idea.
What do you watch when you go home?
Not network reality shows,
dude. I didn't know
that
either. I thought it was Nick Cannon.
Before I watch a network TV reality show, I will turn off the TV and stare at the wall.
Is that the one where they flip around the chair?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Don't you wish somebody would screw with that one time and either send Blake spinning around in a tornado for what he did to Miranda, or maybe just sling one of them out?
I would love to just see it keep spinning and not stop.
I can just sling John Legend out to the fifth row.
If that happened once a show, I'd tune in.
I would too.
Oh my God, my chair won't stop spinning, y'all.
But who's on it? I didn't know Kelly Clarkson was. I didn't know Carson Daly hosted it. Who else is on it? Blake still on it?
Yeah, he's on it.
Blake Shelton?
I mean, that's all he does.
Oh, okay.
Cheats on Miranda. She remarried, though. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a big forehead, too, along the way somewhere.
Man, I got limitless movies and stuff I can watch. I can watch anything I want to, so I watch what I want to.
Have you checked out HBO Max?
Have you?
I mean, I wish I knew somebody that had it.
There's some good stuff on there, man.
Have you, has Fatboy watched the show?
Oh, yeah, he's seen it. He finished it before I did.
Oh, okay. Then I don't want to say anything, because now he will say something to agitate me, because I'm only on fourth.
Matt's watching it, too.
I'm on episode 4 of 6. Two more.
Well, we have to say what it is for the audience now.
Yeah, I can't even do any body language.
It's Educating Peter. No.
There's only two of those.
It's The Undoing.
The Undoing.
Yeah. The Undoing.
The Undoing.
The Undoing.
The Undoing.
With Nicole Kidman.
With the hottest naked woman alive.
Hugh Grant. And, Hugh Grant. Yeah, that really hot Italian lady.
Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Italian. She's from Bologna, Italy.
Really?
Carolina Pride, hopefully.
That's Bologna Pony.
It's unclear what happened to this guy on The Voice, though. Carson Daly, the host, again, didn't know that, just said he had to exit the competition. NBC didn't say anything. There's a rumor he had to go take care of family members who were sick, but he said everybody's fine. I didn't drop out of the show. Details are still to come. I'll keep you posted. You know what, dude? You were on The Voice for a couple weeks. By Christmas, no one will remember you.
How sad.
He broke protocol. They kicked him off.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, though.
COVID protocols.
Okay. But then again,
outside the bubble.
I saw a picture. You guys are familiar with Dana Brooke from wrestling, right? You know her, the blonde, muscular.
Ashante.
The one who is really getting a lot better at what she does for a living.
But her real name's like a Sheba.
Yeah, it is. But she was, man, people were giving her hell the other day because a picture popped up where she's standing on the curb, I think, waiting to get in a van and ride with some of the other wrestlers. And her mask is down below her nose, and people are pissed at her. But she's standing there with two arms full of stuff, and she can't possibly pull it back up if it just fell down.
It's got a clip.
She's got her hands full. If it slipped down or something, she can't pull it back up. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt instead of being mean all the time.
Okay, but what about the governor? And I can't remember the state because it happened over the break, and I don't watch news when I'm...
Gavin Newsom, California?
Puerto Rico.
I should go to the president first. No, it was not Puerto Rico. The one that made the press conference that said, do not travel, and then left and got on an airplane and went.
Oh, the only one I know is Gavin Newsom and his dinner party.
Now, this guy left on an airplane from the news conference that he said don't travel and went to see his family for Thanksgiving.
Here's the thing.
Don't social media it.
Quit voting for people who think they're better than you. Stop it. Stop voting for people who think they're above you.
We wouldn't vote.
Like the role is that these people are supposed to work for the populace. They're supposed to work for you. They're not supposed to be your king, your emperor. They're not supposed to be your superior.
Monarch.
They're supposed to be, in essence, a public servant who gets paid well and wears a suit. But instead, we try to vote. We try to find a king in every role. We think of senators as royalty. We think of congresspeople as royalty. We think of the president as royalty. That's not what this is supposed to be. It's not how this is intended.
It's not Baroness Lindsey Graham.
No, no. He wishes.
You're not an example of, you know, morals and values.
No, no.
For the people, by the people.
Daddy issues is what it is. Nation of daddy issues.
Band in the USA should come back to number one.
Band in the USA.
Look at what you came to see.
We're going to do a few celebrity birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays.
We got a couple, man. Start with Fatboy's hero, Aaron Rodgers.
I was the first one to wish him. I scheduled the tweet Sunday afternoon. Hit 12 midnight this morning.
You know, you schedule tweets.
Just that one.
Fake.
That one's really so important fake. To Fat Bear.
You're so fake.
I really love him.
I do not schedule tweets, just so everybody knows.
No, he does not.
I do not agree with
that. I've never scheduled a tweet that I can remember.
No, because you know why I don't do it? I'd mess around and die. No. And then you'd see that, and you'd say, wait a minute, how'd this happen? Aaron Rodgers, 38.
37.
He is 37 today. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Fat Boy knew it.
Mark
was born in 1983. We'll go from there to Britney, bitch. Britney Spears.
I really don't know what's up with
it's
her.
It's not Britney from Morganton?
I really don't know what's up with her.
Something.
I don't know.
Something She's major. Mental. And I don't know what's... I would like to know more about that situation, but just because I'm nosy is all.
Yeah, not enough to calling the guards or anything, but like, what's with the videos where you look like you're crying and makeup's everywhere, but you're smiling like someone's got a gun in your head and you're dancing, and now you can't control your own money?
Yeah, I don't.
Federline's the better parent now. It's hot.
I don't know. Her dad seems to be up to something too, though.
I already seen Jessica Simpson's dad.
Maybe.
Imagine. I will say that Brittany is 39.
40?
He is, in fact, or she is 39 today. Sorry. Monica Seles.
Monica Seles. She did drugs and stabbed? Or got stabbed?
She got stabbed. I don't know about drugs. She got stabbed on the center court at Wimbledon.
That's the one.
I don't know if she'd ever did drugs, though.
Okay. I'm thinking of Capriati, I guess.
Yeah.
I will say that she is 49.
Oh, 7?
47. Fat Boy's on a roll today. Hey. And finally, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu?
Yeah, known as O-Ren Ishii.
The former Charlie Angel
is
52.
54.
She is 52 today.
She's so good, Kill Bill.
He is great in Kill Bill.
Breaking news?
Yeah, we can say Pat Patterson died.
Pat Patterson's passed away.
First ever Intercontinental Champion. Subject of many, many, many allegations.
Many.
Many, many, many allegations.
And he was a stooge.
That he was very well protected in all those allegations, too.
Very well protected was that Patterson.
Yeah, but Pat Patterson passed away 79 years old.
God, he was the first. It's hard to believe Honky Tonk was the longest reigning.
Yeah.
Intercontinental champion.
That's true.
I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
We'll be back right after this.
Maybe.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
But I listen to it as much as possible every day as I'm going into work.
You can't complain with them.
Man, they're the best.
Phony phone calls are hilarious.
They have a good show.
I sweat when I laugh at these guys. They make me laugh so hard.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
All right. You ready to bring her back?
Hell yeah.
All right. You still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
All right. We're going to call up your ex-boyfriend, and I don't even know what the correct grammar is for this. Nine, help me.
What are you looking for?
What is she about to do?
Man, I think she's about to cement the breakup in case he's – and she seems to think he's having thoughts about wanting to get back – trying to move down here and get back together, and she's about to put a stop to that.
The kibosh?
Kibosh almost said that. Good word.
Thank you. All right, we're going to dial the number. Now, remember the way we do Truth and Consequences, Lee, is that when he – I want to say your name the way people in my family say it.
Lee,
we're going to call your boyfriend. When he answers – or your ex, pardon me.
We're going to
dial his number. When he answers, we will not speak. You will be on the radio, but he will not be aware of that. And once you say everything, we'll jump on the call at the end. Legally, we have to, okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Breakup part deux.
Part deux.
The sequel.
All right. Truth and Consequences. Also, she's not doing this for a prize or anything.
No.
This is just for her own well-being.
Just to crush this man.
It's going to happen.
Good morning. This is Stefan.
Hey, it's Lee.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up? I didn't expect to hear from you today.
Well, surprise. Yeah, I just need to talk to you for a few minutes. Do you have some time?
I guess. I'm a little busy right now, but, you know, I always have... I've got time for you.
I just want to talk to you about that job offer that you said you got down here, you know, and, like, trying to move down here.
Yeah. Yeah, what about it? I actually haven't heard back from them yet, but it should be this week or maybe next week at the latest because of the holiday. I mean, according to what the HR lady told me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that you should take it.
Okay. I mean, why not?
Look, Steph, like, I don't really know how to say this, so I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't think you need to move down here to take this job because you think that we can get back together. I don't want to do that, and that's not going to happen. And I'm really sorry that you thought that that could happen. And honestly, that's my fault for letting you think that.
I mean, I feel like a real dumbass right now, you know? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
no, Steph, like you're not a dumbass. I'm a dumbass because I didn't tell you the entire truth about why I broke up with you.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little mad though right now. I mean, we were together for 3 years. I mean, we broke up only a year ago, and you said it was just because the Charlotte's too far away. And so, you know, I'm kind of spending this whole year thinking that, you know, I still have a chance with us. And yeah, I'm a dumbass right now.
No, like, you didn't do anything wrong. I did. This is all on me. Like, all you did was keep hoping for something that you thought was real, even though it wasn't. And that's why I'm the dumbass, if anyone is the dumbass here.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, but I'm still feel stupid enough to let you lead me on after you broke up with me. I mean, I get it now, I guess. I mean, I totally get it now. I mean, I understand. I just kind of wish you would have told me the truth a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, so I guess I should just be thanking you for coming clean at the last possible minute to keep me from moving to Charlotte for absolutely no reason at all?
No, I'm not looking for you to thank me. Like, you should probably be mad at me, but not as mad as you should be if I had let you move 800 miles from your home because you thought that there was a chance that we could still get back together.
Well, I mean, are you breaking up with me twice because you just couldn't do it right the first time?
Okay, that isn't totally fair. You know, I mean, we did break up, so you have a little bit of responsibility in this for keeping it alive in your mind for a year after it was over. Like, that isn't exactly healthy, you know?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you basically made it seem like the only problem was the fact that the distance. And if the distance wasn't the issue, like, you know, why wouldn't we still be together? Why?
I know. I admitted to that. I didn't tell you everything when we broke up. But I haven't been leading you on like I still wanted to be with you for a year, you know? Like, I've just been your friend, and you took it all the wrong way.
Okay. So you called me to apologize, break up with me again, and then blame me for it. Okay, am I getting this exactly right?
No, what if I told you you're a contestant on Guess That Dumbass?
Yeah!
No. Hey, good morning, Stefan. Steven?
That wouldn't be true, Matt, man.
Stefan, we're live on the radio right now down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Truth and Consequences.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey!
So you call me to apologize and you break up with me again, then you blame me for it, and then you do it on a radio show just for good measure?
Radio show.
Well, it looks bad when you say it like that.
It's not really a game called Who's the... I just said that because you both were saying, hey, I'm the dumbass. No, you're the dumbass. We're both dumbasses. No, you know. It's not a real game. This is a real call. The whole thing's been broadcast on the air.
That's the truth.
I think that compile this into one statement. Lee doesn't want you to move here because she feels as though you are still holding on to a future with her, as you've just now pointed out.
Yeah.
She's not being mean.
No, yeah.
Some would say.
I mean, this is, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm actually at a loss for words. You call the radio station.
Email.
To put me through this again, like, publicly? Like, what is the point of that?
Because it kind of, I think she will say, and I think many will say, that it schedules it to be done. She's been wanting to call you and tell you this for a little while now.
She says she lacked the courage to tell you this, so she had to put her feet to the fire and do it this way. Well, you don't know anybody in Greenville, man.
Charlotte?
Probably.
Well, way to hammer the point home, Lee. You know, I absolutely get it now.
Good.
Who's crying? Yeah. I heard a sob. And I didn't mean son of a bitch. I meant SOB. Who's gone? She's gone. He hung up.
Oh.
Lee. Yeah, I'm still here. He hung up.
Yeah.
Nobody can really be surprised, right?
You're an awful girlfriend.
Well, they broke up a year ago. I was not supposed to be a good girlfriend a year after you break up.
For those people that are texting in 72341, the CVM text line, how else would you have done this? I mean, okay, maybe not on the radio. But again, the reason people do Truth and Consequences, they wanted to say something or admit something or whatever and just never did it. And like she pointed out, it schedules it. And people know if they show us that we publicly ridicule them on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's like right now you feel there has to be a sense of relief. You probably feel bad for his feelings, but you have to feel relieved right now, Lee.
I feel a lot of relief. Like, I do feel bad. I know, I can tell, like, he's really hurt right now. You know, I know him, but yeah, I'm glad I did it. I should have just done this in the first place, like the first time I broke up with him.
Let me tell you what you do. When we hang up, you take your phone out and contacts list and delete his number out, or maybe add him to a block list first. But
I don't know if y'all can still be friends now.
So you do it again next year?
No, later on she's going to feel remorseful, like, oh, I did this right around the holidays and it's December 1st and blah, blah, blah. And you're going to text him and say, I'm sorry I handled this, or I hope your feelings aren't going to hurt, and it reopens that book.
Yeah, in his mind, it'll reopen it again if you do that. So you'd just be torturing the poor sap at that point.
Don't call him a sap.
It's already
a
pandemic.
You heard the call.
You make me think of pancake.
Oh.
Syrup.
Pancake sap.
Yeah.
Maple sap.
All right.
That's what it is.
Next Christmas, she's going to be like, I just want to make sure you know we're broken up, right? You know, like, nothing's going to happen.
Send him a Christmas
card
every year.
You guys, that was the point of emailing you, is like to do this so that it doesn't get prolonged and I didn't keep dragging, because I know I dragged this out way too long.
Right.
So thank you for like helping me to like do something that I should have done a year ago, you know, but at least it's done now.
Let me ask you one final question in closing. Well, actually two. One, I'd like to get an update from you first of the year to see if you made it through the holidays without talking to Stefan. And then the other question that I had for you is, Nine, what was my second question?
I don't remember.
Second question was, oh, have you now that you're in Charlotte, you've been there a little while, have you met somebody else? Because that's one thing I was thinking, is you needed to officially put the nail in the coffin, because you didn't want him to move here and find out that you're with someone else.
No, okay. I'm not with anyone else. Like, I'm open to meeting someone eventually, but I'm not with anyone. That's not why I did this. I just did it because it's the right thing, and I was feeling guilty and just, you know, like, this was a bad situation that was going to get worse if he moved down here. Like, I had to do this.
Good answer. All right. First of the year, your first New Year's resolution is to call the Rise guys and give them an update, okay?
I can't wait to talk to you guys again. I seriously love you guys and listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Lee. Very sweet. You may hear that in a future commercial. Thank you so much. Have a good morning. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thanks.
You know, I often say this, got to be tough being a foreigner to move here and learn the language, because I'm looking at the way she spells Lee. And you think of how a horse would neigh.
Yeah.
Or
but it's not lay.
Or slay.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's not lay. But no. If you put an S in front of Lee,
yeah,
it's slay.
It's slay.
It's tough to learn this language.
It's very difficult.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, who texted, who emailed, who Facebooked, who Snapchatted, tweeted, all that stuff. We had a good time. Hopefully you did as well. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, it is. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
It means a lot of things.
It means a lot of things. But you're referring to Facebook fussing. Yeah, we'll have that tomorrow morning. So make sure you get ready to watch that at around, watch it. Around 7:30, we'll go live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Get today's podcast, too. You can go to theriseguys.com. You go to the radio.com app,
mm-hmm.
Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
Easy as that, man. So many ways to listen to the Rise Guys podcast.
There's a bunch of different ways. make sure you do it. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be nice to each other. It is good.
Nightmarish creatures.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Perverse. Perverse. Debauched.
Bad
the Rise Guys.
Back.
Product of a diseased mind.
Morning.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.